Before we get started with today's show, I want to tell you guys about betonline.ag. We are down to the final 8 teams in the basketball playoffs. Now at BetOnline Sportsbook, Denver and Boston, still heavy favorites to meet in the finals. However, I've got a sneaky suspicion about taking a flyer on Oklahoma City, the basketball darlings of New York, even a flyer on Indiana to possibly upset the apple cart and maybe, just maybe, go on a run to a Western or Eastern Conference championship. It's long odds. Take a flyer on all three. Maybe one of them cashes and you can make your money back. You can also pick up a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit using our promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, when you use the link in the description to this episode. Bet online, where the game starts. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, or good night, however and whenever it is you may be listening. Thank you for stopping on into another fantabulous episode of Wired Up. This right now is Wired Up episode 161, and we are in the closing stretch of Game 6 between the Dallas Mavericks and the Oklahoma City Thunder. We just threw on the microphones right now. The score is 113 Dallas, 110 Oklahoma City. PJ Washington just scored 5 points that put Dallas up. Kyrie Irving hit a fading three-pointer that bounced up off the rim and fell through the net as the shot clock expired. Chet Holmgren just put up a three-pointer, and it's no good. There's a minute 30 to play. And regardless of how this result goes, I think we're going to have a fine podcast here for us to break down live in the moment reaction. It's a take it easy watch party, everybody, here on a fine and dandy Saturday evening moving into Sunday morning. Derek Jones Jr., Kyrie just got his shot blocked, but they keep it. And Derek Jones Jr. hit the fading jumper as the shot clock expires. And Shea's throwing up a three. Oh, he hit it. Okay. Okay, Shea, I see you. Okay, 115-113 is the score, a minute to go. I have so many interesting thoughts about this game and this series. I've been wrong time and time again about Dallas, but we'll talk about all of that once this game ends in 1 minute, because we got Luka one-on-one with Lu Dort. Luka is going to hit a little fadeaway. Oh, give it up to PJ. PJ missed the corner three. Okay. Got to get it to SGA. 40 seconds. OKC down two. Season on the line. Shea steps back, gives it up, gets it back. 10 seconds to go. Shea, PJ, step back. Oh, they hit a foul. Okay, they called a foul on the floor. Okay, 27 seconds left to play. Just quick side note from the third quarter of this game that I thought was interesting. Luka went to the bench with like 3 minutes left in the third quarter, and it turned into SGA versus Kyrie going back and forth a bunch of times, and I thought it was so interesting to watch in real time how Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is better than Kyrie Irving. Something that we've all known, like Shai is better than Kyrie, but it was interesting to watch Kyrie try and duel him back and forth, and Shai hit 7 consecutive points, and it was super interesting. But now, Shai, one of the best players in the league, is down 2 with the season on the line in a series that traditionally a team of Oklahoma City's caliber will lose. You have to lose in order to win in the NBA historically. It's been this weird paradigm that has existed for a long time. Someone just got called with a foul here. It was on PJ, I think. But yeah, there's this interesting paradigm in the NBA where you lose before you advance. This is where a team of Oklahoma City's caliber, where we said going into the playoffs, they had 20 total playoff games of experience between their core 8 players. It was 13 for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. It was 7 for Lugans Dort. And that was it. That was the entire playoff experience for both of those teams. Yeah, they called the foul on PJ Washington. Shai hit the technical free throw. Now it's a 1-point Dallas lead with 27 seconds to play. And so traditionally, this is where a team of Oklahoma City's caliber will lose. Seventh place in the league, you know, lost in the second round, a number one seed that dramatically underperforms comparatively to number one seeds. And we talked about this last week, how Oklahoma City, as a number one seed, we said was going to the conference finals. That was something definitive. We feel confident in the fact that Oklahoma City is going to the conference finals. And granted, they're 27 seconds away from being eliminated, but from the very beginning, I felt confident in Oklahoma City's ability to be different than the historical precedents of the NBA, not just because of how much the NBA has changed over the last 5 years in making it such that the regular season is a more representative sample size of the league, and making it such that there's seven or eight teams every year that have a realistic chance of making it to the conference finals as opposed to the 4 to 5 that it was a couple years ago. I believe Oklahoma City is representatively one of the four best teams in the NBA. They are 27 seconds away from potentially losing. However, this is the point where this is the moment where I didn't think Oklahoma City would get this close to elimination in this series. However, if they're going to defy that logic, and it's SGA versus Luka, Luka versus SGA type of stuff, doesn't mean SGA is the one who's going to take the shot. Doesn't mean Luka's the one who's going to take the shot. We just saw them give it up to PJ Washington in the corner. Those are the people that are going to be the playmakers at the end of the game. And it's going to be so interesting and fun to watch Shai Gilgeous-Alexander try and win his first playoff series pushed against the wall of elimination right now. So 27 seconds, 1 point game. Shai has the ball, guarded by Derrick Jones. They're going to make the switch onto Lively. He blows past Lively, alley oops it to Chet, and Chet slams it with 20 seconds to play. OKC's got the lead. Dallas has two timeouts, and they're not going to use either one of them. 13 seconds, 12. Luka versus Dort, 10. 9, Luka spinning, backing down. Oh, lost the ball, gives it up to PJ. PJ flows it up, and they called a foul on the floor. Foul on the floor, 2.5 seconds left to play. And PJ Washington is going to the free throw line. Yep, Shai hit him. Shai hit him on the shot. Shai tries to block it. Comes back with the second hand, gets him swiped across the arm. They called it in the shooting motion, and Mr. PJ Washington is going to the free throw line, except they are going to challenge it because Oklahoma City literally has nothing to lose at this stage of the game. There's 2.5 seconds left to play. They might as well go ahead and challenge it. It is going to be incredibly, incredibly interesting to see what OKC draws up here with 2.5 seconds left. Because assuming PJ is going to hit at least two of these shots, Dallas is going to take the lead. And if Dallas takes the lead right here, OKC's got 2.5 seconds to draw up a play, and they don't get a timeout because they're going to lose this challenge. They only have one timeout. There's going to be 0 seconds left. And Shai just fouled PJ Washington on the shot. Now, he hits ball first, but he also scrapes him across the arm before PJ ever releases it. So I would imagine this is going to be an unsuccessful challenge, and that is correct in an unsuccessful challenge. But just because he got ball, but PJ hadn't let go of it before he gets swatted across the arm. So OKC just used their last timeout. PJ's going to the line. He's just got to hit two of the three free throws. Dallas is going to take the lead. This is the first game in the series, I think, that has been... No, they had one close game in this series. This is the first, like, elimination game that's actually been close. Most of the, like, really fun elimination games have not been this closely contested. So that's something that's exciting, especially because it's been a series that I think most people have had a hard time getting invested in, even though it's Luka versus SGA, as PJ hits the first free throw. So we are tied. Just got to hit one of the next two to give Dallas the lead, because it doesn't matter whether they're up one or two. It's going to be a three-pointer heave at the end for OKC to try and win this thing. Second free throw, PJ Washington. Nailed it. Dallas has the lead. 117, 116. They are showing Mark Cuban, intently watching as PJ Washington shoots the third free throw. No timeouts for OKC, so it's going to be rat-a-tat-tat. Purposely missed it. Chet rebound. Jalen Williams, half-court shot. No good. Ball game. Dallas knocked off OKC. I get to be wrong. Kyle is so wrong. The Thunder are just like any other young team who has to go through some losing before they can do some winning. Not only did the Thunder lose a series they were supposed to win, the Thunder lost it in the exact way that you anticipate a baby team getting eliminated by a team that's been through three or four playoff runs, or in the case of Kyrie Irving, a decade worth of playoff runs. Like, the exact way you lose that game is the way Oklahoma City did, which is offensive rebounds. Like, Dallas, Derek Lively, who is also a rookie, had so many offensive rebounds on Chet Holmgren. Jalen Williams, the not great Jalen Williams, the big man Jalen Williams, had a couple blocks, but left one wide open Derek Lively put back dunk. Like, offensive rebounds is how you get crushed. Inability to defend Kyrie Irving at the end of game, like clutch player who has been there before, hits clutch shots, and that's how Dallas ends up mounting a late comeback on Oklahoma City. And this is kind of like a one-off thing, so I don't want to necessarily paint it as like, oh, this undisciplined team or whatever, but like at the end of the day, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander fouls PJ Washington, and that's how the game ends on a, you know, they did what they were supposed to do in that Lu Dort, their best defensive player, guarding Luka, made Luka give up the ball, and then they fouled PJ Washington on the three-point shot, and off the missed three-pointer anyways, Kyrie grabbed an offensive rebound and put it back. But that's the exact way that you end up losing that game, is by offensive rebounds over and over again by Dallas, Kyrie Irving hitting big shots in big moments, because that's what Kyrie Irving has done for years, and Oklahoma City did not have a person there to defend Kyrie Irving down the home stretch, and then they foul at the end of the game. It sucks that I thought I was so set on this Oklahoma City team being different and going against the grain, and ultimately they lost in the exact fashion that you expect a young team to lose. And we can talk more about the Luka and SGA thing also, because this leads into something that I've thought has been interesting for this entire series from like the macro standpoint, is like, because Luka and SGA are both playmaking combo guards of the same generation who are going to be competing for MVPs and all NBA teams over the next 2 to 3 years. Shai is 25, Luka is 24. Like, because these guys are the next generation's NBA stars, I'm so glad that they had this first round playoff series to battle against each other. And part of the reason I was so excited to watch that first round series between these two guys was, or this first series in the second round between these two guys, is that if you can get them to play each other consistently in the playoffs, you can build up a rivalry akin to Kevin Durant versus Kawhi Leonard in the 2010s, where the Spurs and Thunder played three times in the playoffs in 4 years. 2012, Thunder beat San Antonio, won the Western Conference. 2013, San Antonio beat OKC. Or sorry, 2014, San Antonio beat OKC, won the Western Conference. 2016, San Antonio played Oklahoma City. Ultimately, Oklahoma City lost to Golden State anyways, but you can kind of build up that rivalry of Kawhi versus KD, Steph versus KD, until it became Steph and KD versus everyone. Harden and the Rockets against the Warriors, they played in the playoffs a couple years in a row. You can kind of build up that little bit of a rivalry between Luka and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander based on multiple playoff runs. And even though Luka's the younger player, I mean, Luka's already been to the Western Conference Finals. This was the fifth year that Dallas had been to the playoffs when you think of 2020 in the bubble when they lost to the Clippers, 21 when they lost in the first round of the Clippers, 22 they went to the Western Conference Finals, and then technically they lost. They didn't even make the playoffs last year, but I kind of count that as like the nucleus of Dallas. This was their fifth playoff run. Oh man, I didn't even realize Luka had a triple-double in that game. Good for him. 29, 10, and 10 in an elimination game. In an elimination game where I think he only had like 3, maybe 5 points in the fourth quarter. Pretty damn impressive. But Luka versus Shai Gilgeous-Alexander can be a rivalry over the next 2 to 3 years if they get playoff matchups. And I'm glad that they had this playoff matchup this year, because Jokic, Luka, Jokic and Luka and SGA are kind of like battling it out for the MVPs as one generation hangs on to what has been 6 years of them running the NBA. When you think of Giannis won the MVP in 2019, Giannis won the MVP in 2020, Jokic 21, Jokic 22, Embiid 23, Jokic 24. Like that generation of players has been in their prime for the last 6 years. And now you're seeing Luka, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Ja Morant, Tyrese Halliburton, Zion Williamson, Anthony Edwards. That generation is going to start competing for the MVPs and best player in the world titles. And so it's interesting to watch as we're in this transition period, the two players who are in the younger, new generation battling against each other in the playoffs and giving Oklahoma City that playoff experience that you'll come to expect from a traditional path forward. Because that's the thing that was ultimately disappointing for me with Oklahoma City, is I thought they could break tradition. Like, what they had done was so unconventional when you talk about the trading of the draft picks, bringing in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, giving him 5 years to develop, sucking for 3 years, getting a couple of pieces to build with it, and then having this young college type of nucleus of incredibly talented players all coming together. Maybe they need one more trade for like a Lauri Markkanen. But what was so disappointing is I thought they could break convention and get to the conference finals. I thought they would ultimately lose to Denver, but if they get to the conference finals, it would have been great to have had that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander versus Shai Gilgeous-Alexander versus Nikola Jokic battling it out for the next generation. Honestly, Luka versus Jokic would also be incredibly interesting as well. I just believed in the abilities of the Oklahoma City Thunder more than I believed in the abilities of the Dallas Mavericks, because as I've stated repeatedly on multiple podcasts, I've just been wrong across the board time and time again about the Dallas Mavericks. Just wrong every single time on the Dallas Mavericks. Just cannot get a single beat on this team. Been wrong about the PJ Washington trade, wrong about the Daniel Gafford additions, wrong about the fact that they looked like they had made some catastrophic mistakes they weren't going to be able to overcome. The desperation of the Kyrie Irving trade didn't actually turn out to be as desperation as it was. I've been wrong time and time again about Dallas, and now Dallas is in the Western Conference Finals, potentially against Anthony Edwards and the Minnesota Timberwolves, a team that I think absolutely Dallas can beat if Minnesota ends up winning that Game 7 in Denver tomorrow evening, which we will have a post-game podcast reaction to as well, in addition to this Wired Up that we have just released, and in addition to a Game 7 breakdown from the New York Knicks and the Indiana Pacers battle to see who will lose in 4.5 games against the Boston Celtics. All of that is coming at you with Monday's episode of the Take It Easy podcast. In the meantime, thank you for stopping in. I wanted to just throw on the microphones and break down this OKC-Dallas game and some of the macro-level stuff and just point out the fact that, you know what, I got it wrong. I got it wrong on Dallas. I got it wrong on Oklahoma City. I was wrong, wrong, wrong. And I'm going to just sulk in that for the next 24 hours, come back and see if Dallas is in fact going to play against the damn Minnesota Timberwolves in the Western Conference Finals of poorly run franchises that have happened to fall ass backwards into tremendous success. Thanks for stopping in, everybody. We will talk to you again on Monday. And in the meantime, take it easy.